And right now it is time for us to check in with Pat Pagano and get the weather forecast. Good morning, Pat. How was your weekend?
The long weekend was very nice. I thought Thanksgiving was going to be really a bummer because, I wasn't going anywhere. It turned out being very delightful. It was very nice not having to get up, shower, get in the car, hit traffic, and the whole bit. And, of course, vice versa, not having to have the family here and serve. So I liked it. I thought it was good. I hope yours was the same, except for the snow that occurred over the weekend.
I'm going to bring that up. We had snow in our area, and to me it portends that I think this winter is going to be very hard for you to forecast, because the snow we had and the rain was strictly an elevation event.
Right.
At my house, which is right around 1,000 feet, there was about 5 inches. If you were about 1,500 feet, you got about 8 inches. Right down the hill from me, in Salisbury, they got about 3 inches. Sharon got about 2 to 3 inches in the lower locations.
Right.
Once again, it was all, and North Canaan, East Canaan only got a trace amount of snow. South County, Massachusetts, some of the higher elevations, once again, got around 8 inches. So it was all over the place. And I knew that I was in trouble when I went to bed that night. And at 12 midnight, the plow truck went by, okay? And then it began at about 2:30, it went by again. So I said, oh, my God, it went by twice. I said, that means there's got to be more than 2 inches out there. And when I got up and looked out, I was like, holy smokes. So my heating mats worked, so that was a good thing.
Oh, I was going to ask you how that turned out.
They kept the 5 inches off where they were.
Well, that's good.
But it's still it just portends, I think, bad for the winter, because I don't think it's going to be okay, we're going to have a snowstorm. Okay, we're going to have rain. Okay, we're going to have freezing rain. I really think it's probably going to be like this every storm.
I hope you're wrong, but my feeling is that that's another reason why I'm very, very iffy about the forecast for the wintertime. There's no doubt about it. I told you, I think it's going to be plain sloppy. That's the only thing that I can call it. And by sloppy, it's just what you said. I don't think it's going to be a clear case where, here we go, snow, 3 to 6 inches. I just don't see it. Wow. I don't see it. But, even this week is very non-event. There's really nothing to worry about this week. That's for sure. And I think, since that's the case, we just have one front after another coming through. And here you go again, So you're going to be lake effect. That'll produce some accumulation in higher elevations. Well, there could be, but right now we don't see it. So it's just a matter of waiting and watching and seeing what happens. Our forecast just calling for a partly cloudy, breezy day today, low 40s. Tonight with a clear sky and the wind dropping off, 15 to 20. Tomorrow, clouds up, another front, 35 to 40. Then sun and clouds in the mid-40s Wednesday. Here comes the next front. Even milder, 45 to 50, windy with rain showers on Thursday. They'll probably change over to some snow showers or flurries on Friday. And the highs on Friday will be between 40 and 45. Right now, the weekend looks to be calm and chilly.
Yeah, I was going to say, beginning on Friday, there's just a ton of events because, of course, we missed it all from last year. Well, almost all of them are back, and we have back-to-back events in every town, tree lightings. They lit the menorah on the green in Sharon last night, so happy Hanukkah to our friends out there, they lit the menorah. But there's tree lighting ceremonies, there's parades of lights, there's craft fairs, there's vendor fairs, all to benefit local churches and charities. So it's going to be a very busy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, of course, this is the Saturday at the Big Salisbury Winter Sports Association Ski and Skate Sale. So, the weekend is really an important weekend for everybody this time.
You're right, and you know as well as I do. You don't have to be a weather nerd or rocket scientist. You know, sometimes on a Monday, things could change dramatically for the weekend. You know that. I'm just looking at the computer guidance right now. And Saturday, this is basically for, we'll say, you know, we'll zoom on the average for the region. Saturday, it looks like sun and cloud cover, a mix of sun and cloud cover. I would call it a bit on the breezy side, about 15 to 20 miles per hour. The temperature, near 40. And right now, the probability of precipitation is 10%. Then on Sunday, it just looks like, again, a mix of clouds and sun. Not as breezy. A temperature maybe 40 to 45 for the high. And the chance of a snow shower on Sunday, between 20 and 30%. So if that works out, it should be fine for all outdoor activities this weekend. And talking about outdoor activities, I called the place that would normally go and cut down our Christmas tree, which is called Park Ridge, and that's in Warwick. And on the internet, it says temporarily closed. So I called a couple of the little shops up there, and they said, as best as they know, it's open, but very short of staff. Yeah. So I guess, you know, they're not advertising on the internet because they just don't have the people to accommodate the people that normally go and cut down their trees. So I said, well, that means I got to look around and see where other what other tree farms I found. So I found one, Mr. Marshall, not too far from you, in Garrison, New York.
Okay.
And they're open 7 days a week. And you don't cut your tree down there. They're already pre-cut for you. So you pick them up, and you bring them home. So why would I go to Garrison, New York from the Hudson Valley? Because friends of mine said they've already been around to several tree stands in the area, and the trees are horrible.
Well, you know, there's a couple of Christmas tree farms where you cut your own in Dutchess County. I'm trying to think of the one that's always it's on the way. It's on Route 199. I can't remember the name of it. It's too bad now because they are just amazing. But if you wanted to take a little longer ride, but you want to cut down your own tree. That's why I'm trying to tell you.
Well, it doesn't have to, but I'm just looking right now. They have here in Dutchess County, they have BJ's Christmas Tree Farm.
There's so many and
fabulous firs, Plains View Farm.
Yeah, there are so many in Dutchess County, and Dutchess County is not that far of a trip for you.
But that's further than Garrison, right?
Yeah, a little farther than Garrison.
I thought you gave up
on that though after that one Christmas where everything just went wrong.
Well, I kind of did. I wasn't too thrilled. I mean, you saw a picture of our artificial tree last year. It was nice. I wasn't as thrilled with that as I was with a real tree. So, really thinking about, you know, using a real tree this year. Maybe I'd go back and forth. I don't know. I mean, I have two artificial trees in my house, so we'll see. But on another note, I have to tell you, I watched a movie over the weekend. Now, I don't know if this is up your alley, but it's called Nightingale.
No, I know. I didn't see it.
It's a pretty hold your breath movie. And what this girl goes through is incredible. But you may want to see that Nightingale. I thought that was very good. And then I started watching, I finished all of that. So I finished the whole three seasons, which is fine. And I started another series called The Sinner. But my sister tells me it's not like other series. It'll be like, say, 10 episodes. And then the next season, it's a different story.
Okay.
So each season is a different story. But it has, you know, anywhere between 8 and 10 episodes. And this one is also very intriguing. So I did a lot of watching TV, Marshall, and I also did a lot of resting.
Well, that's good. You sound you sound ready to roll.
Yeah, I feel recharged, if you will.
All right. Well, don't uncharge yourself in the next couple of days.
Thanks.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it. Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.